hope you hear me, so good enough. So I'm going to consider the Ottoman legacy in Serbian opera and to show the differenza specifica of Serbian Orientalism in comparison with the Western one. And it's not only Serbian, it is actually Balkan, could be applied to the Balkan completely. The mentioned distinction is a result of a different understanding of the otherness related to Southeast European cultural memory, which was formed in specific historical circumstances. Here you can see Ottoman rule duration in different Southeast European countries, and in the case of Serbia, it was more than 4 centuries. The Balkan region was marked by two crucial shared historical legacies, the Byzantine and the Ottoman, so that it would not be an exaggeration, as Maria Todorova to say that the Balkans are in fact the Ottoman legacy. This is obvious in different aspects of life, especially urban life, signified by strong Ottomanization, the intermingling with the cultural legacy, since the Serbian people lived dispersed all over Europe, divided between two empires. So here you can see an entire region with blue is Habsburg monarchy and
was also very inspired by the Ottoman way of life and literature in his short stories.
he was a librettist to those two the operas. They were not chronologically the first one, but arbitrarily chosen as this Adonis, the first national opera. A few elements we can possibly designate as Ottoman legacy and continuity, although they were in majority of cases later recontextualized and received the status of the legacy as perception. Here is just a short content of one opera. So there are two Serb and the Turk who are both in love with the Serbian girl. She, of course, chooses Serbian guy, and then the Turk revenges. And this is the content of another opera. It is on meeting, so to say, between Serbian Prince Ivo and Turkish Queen Beg, who had a group of Serbian prisoners and Serbs tried to buy them, so to liberate them. So this would be a possible list of signifiers of this continuity. So Lombards, clothes and shoes, some everyday practice like drinking coffee, smoking chibuk, and also Georgian dance, which was inherited also from Ottoman Empire. Here we can see it is mentioned in the opera in the libretto of Prince Ivo of Siberia how his clothes was described, and it is said that he has chakshire, this is Ottoman trousers, and also this term is Turkish words, and also this winter. And when he met the Turk, although they are enemies, they were sitting and drinking coffee and smoking this chibuk. So this was a reference to. Regarding music, it could be said that the transmission of musical instruments and Neo-East scales or makoms, known from the different Ottoman traditions, provided probably a kind of continuity. Regarding the music, maybe we can say that this Muezzin call could be understood as continuity, since it sounds rather realistic, but it is of course interpretation, so just a short example.
Thank you.
is a strophic narrative song, very melismatic, always with augmented second, and also in some oriental scales. It is the most important aspect of Sevdalinka is the interpretation of very expressive singing, as well as the main signifier of oriental music, augmented second. Nušica Binički's very idea to include the Sevdalinka into opera obviously came from the intention to provide communication with the audience, who really liked this theater plays with the music numbers, but not really opera was something new. What was specific here is the fact that this emotional, very nice love song is, was given to the Turk, not to the Serb, so the Recep, and his longing love song presents him by no means in a negative light, so he really has a very positive input from the audience. We can hear just a little bit of this.
Special performance every year. It was performed for the Serbian
her magic voice, she enchanted the entire town, but at the same time evoked her own tragedy, since her beauty disturbed the village and her origin was an obstacle to her marrying the man whom she loved. This was stolen from a very rich family, and as a Roma girl, it was impossible. She was forced to marry to a much younger, mute and insane boy. In order to provide a profound presentation of both vernacular language or specific dialects from southern Serbia through declamation, which should enable insight in the inner state of the characters and music, composer modified Stanković's text and added an entirely new scene highlighting psychological profile of Voštana and also pervaded the entire score with folk or folk-like sounds. Konjović actually started investigating characteristics of Slavic folk melodies already during his studies in Prague in the 20s, where he learned about collection of folk songs by Vyacheslav Novak and Mikuláš Schneider Trnavsky, which inspired him also to collect folk melodies. In his study about Voštana, the composer explained the process of his own work with the chosen folk songs. And he said, "Before composing my third opera Voštana, I transcribed, studied, and laid down as a basic material folk melodies of our south, and later of all other parts of Yugoslavia. 3/5 of them I published for voice and piano under the title My Country. Already then I chose among those motifs musical lines which seemed appropriate for inclusion to a free artistic expression. In the true melodic and motivic core of those songs, Balkan South Slavonic folklore is capable of providing not only exoticism, but also powerful and characteristic elements in music, the expression accessible to the general artistic standpoints which has been proven in my Voštana. This opera also includes a scene of dancing Čoček and many genre scenes, also her solo singing and, with other girls, regarded by the composer as authentic South Serbian dance with witnesses that the Ottoman legacy was assimilated." Just one short example. This is completely different Georgic from one we saw. With mixed rhythms. Self from the western point of view, and